Hey y'all, this is Mama Susie coming at ya. I hope you're doing good. It's been a couple months. Just taking care of myself, trying to take care of my sugar and my little puppy who's got IVDD and had a herniated disc back in December. We found out December 19th and he had surgery December 23rd. So it's been about 4 months, include December, but it's been a lot of work. So I've been trying to take care of my health and just do what I gotta do. I gotta do some physical therapy on his legs and massage his hind legs and do this little thing called a CC loop. What you do is you basically take the loop and you put it over their backs and their hind legs, and it's good for 10-15 minutes, but it's supposed to help the nerves and kind of help so they don't get pain and such. It's another form of therapy. They take electromagnetic pulses and it helps with pain. Now, they do sell something called a KT loop, and they have that on Amazon. But a lot of times if you go physical therapy, they have different implements that can help you. So, I'm doing, which might be good for our PCOS and diabetes and stuff. But I'm going to be doing this probably, this and the exercises for my pup. Probably forever, and then eventually when the CC loop runs out of its battery, I'll move on to a LumaSmooth, which is another form of therapy, like a they have cool and warm heat, I believe, so I have to save up for that. And just taking care of my dog and my family and my home. And I'm happy my sister-in-law came up. Friend, we're gonna visit probably one of these days when she comes around, and maybe have dinner or something together. And that's about it. I had a little bit of a bad cold for about a week, but then I beat it. And my husband was it was basically head cold, sniffles and stuff like that. No big deal or anything like that. So that's all I've been doing. I've been trying to go by my meter, and when it is high, which I do have days where it can be high, I just try to do whatever I can not to eat too many carbs, have too much things with sugar, try to have something with stevia if I want something sweet. Boy, I got the hiccups today. You guys don't laugh at me either. My hiccup or burp, and ain't gonna be on purpose. And I'm tired, and I have to get this podcast out because I miss doing them. I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'm glad I'm helping all you guys, because honestly, you guys are helping me too. I have started going back to church, and besides watching church on TV, so God has helped me through everything in my life, and he continues. So if you're a believer, then you are, and that's your thing. And if you're not, you're not. But if you need some kind of peace or prayer, let me know, and I will pray for you, with your health and whatever's going on. You can leave me a message, pertaining to my podcast and what's going on, and let me know. And I'm here for you. A lot of people don't understand. It could be your friends. It could be your family. It could be your spouse, your boyfriend, whatever, girlfriend. Anybody may not understand what you're going through. But I'm here. I do understand. I've been dealing with this PCOS since I was about 15. And we didn't really know what PCOS was. And that's been fun for all these years. And diabetes about 4 years. So when you think you're not, you don't have anybody in your corner, you do. You have me. You know, just think of, hey, I got Mama Susie, and she's praying for me, and she's there for me, and I can leave her a message and ask her for prayer. And, you know, I'm here to give you hope. Hope in your life. Because there is hope. There's hope. You are stronger than PCOS. You are stronger than type 2 diabetes or type 1 diabetic if you are. You are stronger than HS. You are stronger than anything you're going through. You just don't realize it. And when you have some kind of hope and you have a cheerleader and, you know, somebody to shout and say, hey, I'm here for you. I'm praying for you. You know, because every person in this world, no matter, you know, what they look like, where they come from, I believe has value. And we all have a purpose in life. And we all have gifts, I believe, God gives us. And, you know, it's just finding what your niche is, what your thing is to do. It doesn't matter, you know, because you always, you know, you tell yourself, oh, maybe I can't do this. Maybe I can do this. And sometimes you kind of talk yourself out of things, or people might say, oh, I don't think that's good for you. You sit down, write out a list. You make the decisions for yourself. You know, you got to know right from wrong. You got to figure stuff out. And you can't let people tell you what you can do and what you can't do in your life. You know? Inside, we all know what's good, what's bad. You know? We all know kindness, and we all know meanness. You know? Because we have experienced that. Everyone has done wrong in our, you know, in life, because we're human beings. We make mistakes. But you know what? We get back up and we bounce back and we say, I'm going to do this. There, when you look at so many different people, it goes back to that saying, it's an example, basically. You know, I thought I had a hard life until, you know, I seen basically a blind person who couldn't see the beauty of it all. And sort of like the person complained they didn't have shoes, till I seen a person who didn't have feet. You know, those are examples of, hey, my right now, this might be a fact right now, what's going on, but it's not my final ending here. And I believe God makes that up for us. And He allows us, and He's the potter, we are the clay, and He molds us to who we are supposed to be. And if we allow Him to do that and just dive right in, and, you know, even if you're not a person who goes to church, even, you know, because I know it's not for everybody. And, you know, if you are, you are. There's no pressure, but this is just from my side, you know, what has helped me. Being positive, doing for myself, then I can help other people. And what it does to you in the inside, it makes you more humble, it makes you more giving, because a lot of times someone will say, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a this, but they have no good examples. You know, they show no good things. Because without works, I believe, doing good for others, your faith is dead. Whatever your faith is, you have to do good things. You have to be kind to people, because one of those days, you know, one of these days you're going to be down and out. You're going to be sad. You wish you had a friend or someone to talk to. And then, you know, you're just like, what the heck? Where's everybody at? Well, be there for people, and they'll be there for you. And if you've had people that hurt you so bad in life, I know myself, I've had people hurt me so bad, and they think they're the only ones who have ever been hurt. But they don't remember God hears those words that we don't, what they've said about us or done against us. So let him deal with that, okay? And you take care of yourself, because, you know, everybody has basically a cross to bear. Everybody has something they're going through or have been through in life. And you just kind of try to pick yourself up and keep going. You know, this has been and will be a journey for me my whole life. I am now 46 years old, okay? And inside, in my heart, I feel like I'm 20. You know, I'm active. I try to do whatever I can do. I take care of my animals, my home. I love to cook, you know. But then I have moments, too, where I'm exhausted and don't feel well and have high sugar, high blood pressure. Or maybe I have a breakout from HS and I'm in pain, or I have some cramps or stomach problems or IBS or something from my PCOS and diabetes. You know, I go through it just like you guys go through it, you know. But you know what? I just keep going, and that's what you guys got to do. You got to keep going, and no matter what you're going through, you don't stop. I mean, you're going to have moments that you basically, you know, like, I need a rest, I need a nap, I need to get away, go for a ride or a walk or read a book or your Bible or, you know, write in a journal or anything. Listen to music or a funny movie or, you know, something, a stand-up comedy or something like that, you know. Do whatever you got to do. You know, make yourself feel good, you know, and try to get your mind off, you know, maybe the situation, because your situation isn't permanent. You know, your health issues may be, but your situation isn't permanent, because you can always change, you know, your mindset. And it's true. It's mean, I'm not blowing smoke up your butt. I'm not, you know, trying to basically like, ooh, you know, one of those people, I'm a feel-good person, trying to make you feel good all the time. Yeah, I want you to feel good all the time, but it's not possible. Because honestly, I'm a real person. I don't feel great all the time, you know. But I keep persevering. I keep pushing. I keep saying, this is going to keep going, you know. What's the other choice? You know, people complain about getting older. But I've had so many friends and family die young. I mean, I'd rather be alive. You know, I might not be 100%. Like, you're not 100%. And that's okay. You know, I'm better than I was yesterday. Whatever the situation is. You know, and that's how you guys got to kind of, you know, change your thought pattern of things. You know, okay. Try not to listen to the, you know, the negative crap, and people say you should do this and that. And I know I'm trying to give you advice and, you know, help you out, but you really got to do what's good for you. You know, a lot of women on here are having problems with infertility. If I can speak, which I can, sometimes I get tongue-tied. But I had, you know, infertility problems also before I got pregnant with my son, and after. I lost babies, I had miscarriages. Before I had my hysterectomy, I could have had more, because my body was just constantly having periods and such. It was terrible. I couldn't get anything regulated in my body. So a lot of women are going through this, and they're in a lot of pain. And I want to give you this hope that, you know, God has something good for you, like everyone listening, you know. And if you're not meant to be a mother, or you're meant to adopt, or you're meant to do surrogacy, you know, do some surrogacy, trying to get pregnant through that way, or, you know, maybe you have a family member, or you know, unwed mother that is pregnant and you know, might need somebody to adopt her child, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, I mean, there's always something. You could be a mentor, you know, you could, there's always so many different options, you know, and I know how painful it is. It sucks so bad. Me and my husband tried. We've been married 7 years this year, but together 12 years, and we tried for a long time, and it seems like forever, and I was just, like, throwing up my hands, and I tell you what, my last period was 128 days, and I will kid you not, I can laugh at it now, but I'm thankful that I got the hysterectomy. It was painful. It took me a long time to get my body where it is today. But I'm going to keep, you know, going on. Because the hysterectomy didn't make my PCOS better or my body better. It just helped stop the period. And, I mean, the period before that was like 30 days anyway. So over 30 plus days. And it was like, I had to get medicine to start it, medicine to stop it. On steroids and hormones, and it was a mess. And you know, if you can relate, then that's awesome. You know, because you can, you know, you can say, hey, you know, Susie went through this. You know, hey, it's not awesome that I had this experience going on, but at least I have a friend. I have somebody that understands and can say, hey, she's been through this and she keeps going, you know, and that's what you have to do. Because some women, I mean, they lose a lot of weight, which it's hard through PCOS, and it's hard with diabetes to lose weight. And some lose weight and get pregnant. There's a reality series on Discovery Plus, I think it's on TLC also, called Thousand Pound Sisters with the Slaying Sisters. And the one sister, the younger sister, is named Amy Slayton. I believe she has PCOS, and she got, she lost a lot of weight and she got pregnant. Well, she's pregnant again. So, and I've known other women who've gotten pregnant, even in my own family, that have it, and they had to lose weight. They had to get their hormones in check and everything. And, like, you had to get kind of leveled out. And I think that has a lot to do with stress, too. So, if you have all these other ailments going on in your body, it emotionally takes a toll on you, you know. And it took me a long time to heal from all that. Because, you know, maybe, you know, you have diabetes or you have PCOS, or whatever, you know, you have HS, or all of them, you feel in some way that you did this to yourself. What did I do that I have this? Why am I experiencing this? But you have to kind of look on the other side and be like, how can I maintain myself? How can I get better? And how can, you know, I keep improving, you know, what I'm going through? Because, you know, with diabetes, once you get it once you go right into type 2, I don't believe you can reverse it, but you can reverse the effects of it. You can lose weight and get rid of that visceral fat in your stomach, and, you know, you can get back to a pre-diabetic state, but you still have type 2. You know, you're not on insulin, you're not on meds, but you're a heck of a lot better than you once was. I haven't gotten there yet. It's a struggle. And it's a struggle for many people. Some people are on insulin. I refuse insulin because I knew once they put me on it, I'd be on it forever. So it's a struggle because I want to keep my stuff 120, you know, and lower. You know, it's because I'm going by my meter and everything. So when you have a combination of things and that, and hormones and all kind of jazz like that, you just do the best you can, you know. So I'm thankful for all your kind words and your comments and your inspirations. And, you know, just know that you're in my prayers and I care about every single one of you. And, you know, if it takes me a couple weeks or a month or 2 months like it took me, you know, just know that I will be back. I did this podcast just because I needed some kind of outlet from what I was going through. And, you know, I wrote in a journal and different things and talked with different people, but I did this to help myself get through it. And as it's grown and grown and grown, I see, you know, like how many people of all different kinds of people are just so awesome. You know, every religion, every race, every color, everything. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I believe God sent Jesus to die for every single one of us. And I love everybody. You know, we're all different. We have all different opinions and values and morals. And, you know, some people, you know, they don't, you know, like religion. They don't like being told what to do and stuff like that. And I don't look at my life as a religion, you know, my Christianity. I don't look at that as a religion. I look at that as my life, and I'm a follower of Christ, and that's how I deal with it, you know. And you guys, you know, if you are, or you, that's how you deal with it, then that's how you do, you know. It's life is really one day, one moment at a time. You learn from your experiences, you learn from your past, but try not to look back, because when you look back, sometimes you have regrets, and you can't have regrets. You gotta keep going, because it's kind of like a self-deprecating thing. You don't want to say, you know, I did this person wrong, or I said this, or whatever, and they don't understand. You know, they're not you, and they're not experiencing what you are going through, what you've gone through. You know, only you know what you're going through and what can help you. And I'm just here to, I'm just a helper, you know. I'm just a helper to, you know, do whatever to help others, you know. And I gotta help myself too. You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a mom of fur babies, I'm an aunt, you know, I'm a friend, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, you know, I'm me. I'm not anybody special. Maybe to those people I am, you know, maybe to you guys I am, you know. I'm a kind of a dork sometimes, you know. I don't, you know. I can say that a million times, but I'm not anybody, like, spectacular. I'm just a normal person like you are, and I love people. I appreciate people. I've had a lot of good, loving people in my life. Have I known bad? Yes, like everybody else. But it's the good people that I've taken from. Try to take, you know, learn from their goodness and love and kindness, and that has really instilled something in me. I learned a lot from my grandma and grandpa. I learned a lot from my Aunt Sally, from my mom, from my sister, from my dad, from my biological father, from my aunts and uncles and friends and co-workers. I've learned a heck of a lot, and that's what life is. It's about learning and loving and accepting yourself for who you are. And if you need help, you ask for help. And if you need improvement, you improve it. It might take a lifetime, but you keep going, and that's what matters. You can't give up on yourself. You know, you're only you got. Seriously, like, who else is gonna help you out? You know, maybe a family member, maybe your spouse, maybe your child. But that's a lot on them. You gotta take care of yourself. You got to, because guess what? When you take care of the inside, you'll want to take care of the outside, and that's important. You know, you don't realize how much your life is value in this world. The old saying that goes is, and Oprah used to say it all the time, it takes a village to raise a child. It's not just that. It takes a whole bunch of people to work together. And if one person is kind and nice and tries to cheer other people up, or just, you know, it's like you go to the store and people are sad and miserable. And if you're rude to them or you go to a restaurant, you know, you're going to really mess up their day. And try not to be that way, because you don't like to be treated like that. You know, I believe God don't make junk. We are important and we do have value. You know, you just don't know how fast, you know, life is fleeting. You can be gone in a second. Everything can be taken away from you. And guess what? You can get more back in return too. So, you know, try not to feel like a failure. Try not to feel like you're inadequate or you're not good enough, because I'm Mama Susie and I'm telling you, you are. You are awesome. And you know what? I'm all right, you know? And if I'm all right, you're all right. And that's what matters. You need to value yourself. You need to know your worth and who you are. And sometimes that takes a lifetime. I didn't realize it until I was in my late 30s. Kind of late 40s, too. And you know what? I wouldn't want to be young again. No. I'm young at heart and always will be. But I wouldn't want to go through those same things. I already experienced those things. And we all have those, you know, we all have moments and we all have certain experiences that really change us and shake us up. And that's important, what we do with it, how we react to it, and how we treat others in the midst of it. So I hope you guys are taking care of yourself. Like I said before, you're checking your sugars, your HS is good. I had a little bit of a flare up the other day, but I washed it. Sort of like an anti-micro, I think it's called Hibby Cleanse. Washed it right by my leg. I had one. I washed it well in the shower. Then I put some turmeric on it, organic turmeric, and it's gone down and pretty much gone away. So I hope that's doing good for you guys. You're watching your nightshades if you're have HS, you got to stay away from that stuff. So look up what nightshades are. Those are potatoes, tomatoes, ground cherries, okra, tobacco. I believe the Aki berry. And that might be it. But you can look more up online and find out about nightshades and why, you know, how it affects people with HS and what you can do about it if you go on a nightshade-free diet. So, I love potatoes and tomatoes. I love my garden. That is part of my peace. I can't wait. I told my husband, please, you know, for Mother's Day, let's go to Lowe's or someplace and go get some plants, because I just have a little tiny garden and I love it. Husband got me a whole bunch of plants last year, but from a different place, like a local place, and I didn't really care for it, so I'd rather go to a little bigger place that has some organic, you know, vegetables and stuff, and because that seemed like it, I don't know, I had a better garden a couple years ago, so I get a lot of out of that, you know. I grow herbs like parsley and oregano, and I grow chive, and I had rosemary. It smelled so good in a garden. It was awesome when you cook with fresh herbs, and it makes you feel good when you grow things, you know. You work with your hands, anytime you really work with your hands, you know, unless you get like me, you got carpal tunnel. I gotta wear my carpal tunnel things at night, my bands, you know, my hands, so, and my wrists, and, you know, you gotta find some fulfillment in life, and you gotta, you know, do what you gotta do to make you turn your health around. So I hope you guys will do that, and you are doing it, and you take, you know, all my thoughts and all everything I said today. Know I'm sending you love and hugs and prayers and well wishes, and you know I'm here for you. Send me a message and say hi, and you know, leave a voicemail, and you take care of yourself. All right, Mama Susie signing out. Bye-bye.